This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left in the show. We're here to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call at 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions, so give us a call. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I have a couple of questions. When's a good time to move hydrangeas? And they're the white ones that turn like lime green. Mm-hmm. And then the second question is, if I have an area where I want to kill everything that's there and then like put ground cover next spring, is it best to do that now, or should I wait till the spring?
Okay, so we'll start off with the first one, with the hydrangeas. If you can wait till it's a little bit cooler out, and when I say cooler, I mean like during the nights and during the days, so it's not 70s and 80s. Looking more towards 50s and 60s during the day, and the 50s at night at least, you can transplant it. So we're talking maybe a few, 2-3 weeks from now, maybe a little bit more depending upon what happens. Or wait till the spring when it has no growth on it. It's just the sticks at that point. So the plant isn't active yet early spring, and so by transplanting at that point, you're not putting in as much shock. But if you want to, move it right now or this time of year, what I suggest is, is a couple things. Watering heavily before you were to plant it. So water the night before. Say transplant it on a Saturday. Friday night, get out there and heavily water the plant. Leave the hose on a trickle for about 20-25 minutes. Let that water really absorb into the plant. And then the next morning, that's when you would dig it up to move it. Also have the hole ready for the next spot. Make sure that you use some sort of compost or a planting mix, something that's going to give a little bit of extra to the plant. The other thing that I would suggest using is Biotone Starter from Espoma. They sell it in like a 4-pound bag. They also have it in like a 5-ounce bag if you're doing just one transplant here and there. But what it does is it helps with transplant shock, and it helps the root system develop quicker when you're putting it in there. Now, time of year, like I said, could be when it's a little bit cooler. It could be in the spring. That's really up to you on when you want to do it. So really think about it and say, all right, can I wait till the spring? If you can wait till the spring, I would do that personally. Let it get through the winter. We're getting close to the winter time where, you'd feel more comfortable putting something in when you have a full year of warm temperatures to grow versus not as warm temperatures for it to develop into that new spot. You know what I mean? So it's just, it can be done. It's just make sure you are on it, watering it, taking care of it, and protecting it for the winter. But spring might be, the early spring might be the way to go for that. Excuse me. So now as far as the area with the weeds that you have, you know, if you kill it now, you spray the area, you're more likely to develop more weeds in, you know, the rest of the season or early spring if you don't do anything right away. So what I like to look at it is if it's, you know, is it woody? Is it more like grassy type weeds? If it's grassy type weeds, do it in the spring, and then you can replant within 2 weeks. So, you know, that might be the best way to do it. But if you spray now and then put nothing down, the weeds are going to have nothing to compete with. So they're just going to come back. So it's just, it's how you do it and when you do it. I would suggest just cutting, spraying it in the spring, you know, once you start to see active growth, or even putting it in the ground before any of that area has started to become active in the spring. Because a lot of times it doesn't, you know, become active until we get warm days and warmer nights. So a couple thoughts on it.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye. Enjoy and good luck. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in Cape Cod.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I wanted to know whether it's a good time to trim spruce, nip them back a little bit.
Now, I mean, you could do it right now. I personally might wait till the spring, just so it gets through that winter time. But how big is the spruce? It would depend on how big the tree is. That's my question. Sure. I should have led with.
The tree is probably 20 feet tall. 15
okay.
15 to 20 feet.
And what are you looking to prune? Just the lower part, the whole thing?
No, just the lower part in one particular area where it's obstructing my pathway.
Then this would be,
you know,
fine.
I'd be trimming it back, you know, maybe 6 inches.
Then you would definitely be fine to do that at this point. That, you know, I would even do it today if you could. Pruning it back with the cooler area is definitely best to be doing. So definitely look at that. excuse me. If you're looking to do like a heavy prune, you can do it early spring, so it has the year to fill out and kind of rebranch, etc. But if you're looking and it's in some of the way that you have right now, you can cut that back definitely at this time of year without a problem.
Okay. How do you tell the difference between spruce and fir?
So it depends. There's some different ways. Some of the spruces have a stronger needle where it's when you touch it, you can kind of feel the difference on it's sturdier. It's stronger. It doesn't, you know, bend down when you touch it. With a lot of firs, and not all firs, with a lot of firs, they're a little bit weaker. They don't hurt when you touch them as much. Depends on the coloring sometimes on the firs versus the spruces. You can also take a look at the bark. The bark's a little bit different on each of them. So it's not just one thing to be looking at. It's multiple. A lot of times
the shape of the needle make a difference.
It does. Some are shorter, some are longer. The spruce needle is, I'm trying to think of how to describe it the best way. It will have like a middle of the needle, if you will, and it's got two separate sides on a lot of the spruces, whereas the fir doesn't have that way. It's actually, if you look at a picture, Actually, it might be the opposite way. I'm just trying to think in my head here. The spruces will have a little bit more round tendency to it, where it's not like straight out, where some firs will have a little bit more straight out than the spruce when you look at the needles. The firs are going to be more straight out on most of them. Some of the, like if you look at like a balsam fir, sometimes when it dries out, those will be more rounded. But if you're looking at like a Douglas fir, that's going to be more straight out and flat. Whereas the spruces are going to be a little bit more rounded. There are some like a, what is it? It's a Norway spruce is rounded, but it's definitely it's the roundness versus the flat needles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about to hit a break here in about 20 seconds, but we're going to be here for another half hour to 40 minutes to help you out with all your gardening questions, so give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We got wide open lines, so this would be the great time to call us. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your gardening questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We said a few times today, we got open lines, but our phone number is 855-660-4261. Be here for about 35 minutes left in the show to answer all of your gardening questions. It's a great time to get out in the garden, get outside these next couple days here. I know it's Labor Day weekend, so you got a long weekend. I can be getting out there and cleaning up. It's so nice to be out when the temperatures are cool like this. I could definitely take that every day. That cool weather is awesome. But it's a perfect time to plant and get out there. So, think about what you can be doing today, the rest of today and tomorrow in the garden. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in the cod there.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have about a 25-year-old purple peach. And a couple of weeks ago, I was out looking at it, and I noticed about 6 feet off the ground, there's these, like, rows of horizontal holes about a half inch apart, and they're located going all the way up the tree. I don't know if it's a woodpecker or...
It's a bird. It's not a woodpecker.
Okay.
I believe it's called a yellow belly sapsucker.
Okay.
It's kind of like it looks like a woodpecker. excuse me. It is in the woodpecker family. So it's getting something in. It's looking for the sap that's in the plant. It's not the easiest to get rid of something along those lines. They're doing something. They're looking for the sap in there to feed on them, and that's how they feed. So it's not the easiest to get rid of them.
Is it going to damage it or kill the tree? I mean,
it's going to long term. It is going to damage the tree, especially if it continues to go up and all the way around. What it does is it breaks up the inner makings of it.
Okay.
So, what you can actually do is there are products out there. It's like a woodpecker repellent. But you could also, they don't like the look of other birds in the area. So if you could almost take like a CD that has, you know, the clear, the back where it's almost like a mirror or anything that's like that, that would reflect or have something shiny at them. You can hang those in the areas. That would be good. The other thing is if you want to pull those birds away from the plant, get like a suet feeder and slowly pull it away from the tree. You'd have to have it on like a branch of a tree, but they like the suet. They're looking for that. So you could actually slowly move it away. If you ever see it, I know this is going to sound odd, but if you ever see it, if you have a hose in the area, spray the tree. It kind of scares them, gives them like a shock, right? Then the other thing is, you know, you can cover the holes with like a there's a spray, a tree pruning seal that you could spray. The only downfall with something along those lines is there could be pathogens that it lets in. So if you cover it with the spray, that covers everything in there. It doesn't, like, allow it out. You know what I mean?
Right.
If there's any bark that's starting to fall apart, fall off, see if there's anything you can do to keep it on there. You could actually clean that area with, like, a soap and water mix to clean the wounds out. So that it would actually help clear any pathogens or anything along those lines.
All right.
If it's, you know, another thing you could put on the tree, if you can't find CDs because they're almost non-existent at this point in time, tinfoil. Tinfoil on that area where they've been feeding. They feed in rows. So kind of see where they've been going. See, look on the tree, see where the freshest part is, the freshest holes are. If it's on the bottom or on the top, then that's where you would put your tinfoil. So it's in the area that they're constantly feeding. But there's, you know, the tree, take a look at the health. If there's any issues, fertilize it. I would definitely fertilize this fall with like a tree tone to give it something half the rate to give back to the plant and then again in the spring. But they don't necessarily kill the trees. They're just looking for that outer sap right there.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it.
All right, Bill, good luck.
All right, thanks. Come on. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began as a routine traffic stop yesterday, but it led to a mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 21 people wounded in Odessa, Texas. One of the wounded, a cop. Another of the wounded, this man who was driving a truck that was pierced by bullets.
Just driving around normal day, and then I hear gunshots. There's at least 10 shots. Okay, I got one on my door, and one went through. Ricocheted right here through my wrist. Can't get it out yet because it's a piece of metal.
It began when cops tried to pull the gunman over in a passenger vehicle, and he started opening fire and then hijacked a postal truck and kept shooting. He ended up killed by police in a parking lot of a movie theater.
Now Cat 4 Hurricane Dorian expected to hit the Bahamas late today, then threaten the eastern Florida coast and east coastal sections of Georgia and the Carolinas later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There's something out there for you and me, and the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway, no matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leading in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Garden Club, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm not sure if Nathan said full block or open, but I'm hoping there's some calls on there. What do you say, Nathan?
Yep, the first one. Sandra's first in Massachusetts.
All right. Sandra, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Questions, please. First of all, we're getting ready to buy garlic, and we're in Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
Yep.
And no matter what we do, I always have a hard time. Can't find the garlic when we put it in the fall. And so forth. I was wondering if you can suggest what type to buy. And also, I have morning glories. The vine is absolutely beautiful, Patrick. No flower.
Okay. All right. Let's start off on the garlic. So garlic's usually hard to find in the fall. A lot of places will only carry it in the spring. You're looking for varieties?
Well, I need something that grows good, you know, in our part of the state. And what I did is I called Dodge Grain, you know, up in Salem, New Hampshire, and they do have it in to go for planting the garlic bulb.
Yeah, no, so that I was actually going to say the feed and grain stores are actually great to get them. Any of the varieties that they're going to have at that grain store is going to be good for this area, especially, I mean, Salem's not that far from Tewksbury.
Right.
So it's going to be fine, any of the varieties to be putting in. But this is the perfect time to do it. As you know, fall, to get it to develop for the next year is when you want it to be the best. So definitely anything you could do to get it would be beneficial.
Okay. The thing is every time, you know, my husband plants it and we do accordingly the way we're supposed to. It's not supposed to be deep in the ground and so forth. Now, I have an area that we just do onions and garlic. Now, I dug up 9 pounds of onions. We could not find those garlic at all.
Really?
Yep.
You You put him in last fall?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Interesting. Wow. It's crazy the difference. You got 9 pounds of onions and 0 pounds of garlic.
Right. We have two separate, and I didn't mean to. He has two separate garden areas. And one we put all the red and the yellow onions and the garlic. And the other ones, he does his regular vegetables. And when I was out there last week, you know how the onion comes up. We cleaned all that there out, and then he rakes it, and we're looking for the garlic, and we cannot find it anywhere. And he put it in a row, and he marked it, and it's not there.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm wondering if something got it, some sort of animal dug under and took it out of there.
Okay.
The other thing, so when you plant it in the fall, the best time to dig up the garlic is usually mid-July to early August.
Right.
We're around that time, so I don't see why it wouldn't have been there.
I'll tell you, we had a groundhog this year. My husband has the camera outside.
Yeah.
And he is huge. He ate our whole row of lettuce, everything.
Yeah, I mean, if he started to eat any of the sprouts that came up from the garlic itself,
okay,
it could affect the garlic from growing. You want that garlic to get up there, to have that stalk, and to inevitably, dry out and fall towards the end of the season.
Okay.
What did you guys do with fertilizing the garlic this spring?
John uses black cow at the beginning,
yep.
And then when he's fertilizing, he uses the Neptune.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean he does. Yeah.
Well, one thing I'd like to see maybe added to that is a high nitrogen fertilizer.
Okay.
Maybe something that will go for the season, like you could use like a blood meal or sometimes even like an Osmocote that'll be there for the season. Work that into the soil in the spring.
Okay.
You could also, at that point, if you're starting to see any of the flower stalks or any of that spot, cut off any of the stalks.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant will start to produce more of the cloves itself, the garlic bulb.
Okay.
It's interesting that they're not there. So I'm wondering if something, got them.
Okay.
Did you guys ever see leaves coming out of them in the spring?
We did. I seen like small stalks coming out, and I trimmed them and stuff. And like I say, we're in farmland over here, conservation, and we have a picture of rabbits. The groundhog, we even have a fox, so I don't know what got into that. Yeah, but they did not touch the onions. And like I say, when we brought them in last week, he went and he weighed them, and I have 9 pounds of onions.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm wondering if something actually, ate the leaves and it kind of rotted out from there. The other thing that could have happened, and it's just a thought, but the amount of rain we had in the spring this year.
Okay.
Could have started to rot out some of the outer parts of the garlic, even though it started to show some green, but then eventually broke it down that way. There was a point at the end of April that we had had almost, I think there was like 17 weekends with rain in it.
There
had been a ton of rain, and so I'm wondering if that had part to do it, made the soil a little bit looser so the plants could be taken out. That could be an issue there. Just make sure in the spring you mulch them like you always have. Take care of them a little bit with that, but I'm kind of at a loss here of what could have done that.
Okay, that's
It's odd, right? It just doesn't seem right.
Yep.
To not find anything. If you're not finding anything, I'm thinking something's taking them out.
Okay.
because you would think you would have some sort of, like, the area might be, like, rotten or wet or something like that. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yes. I can ask you something.
Yeah.
This year we were going to clean out a barrel.
Yep.
You know, like a small barrel, and at least I could keep track of it.
Yeah.
Is that doable also?
That would be fine, because, you know, as long as you get the nice soil in there, just like you always have, protect it. I mean, I don't see a problem doing that.
Okay.
I mean, the soil only needs to go a couple inches over it. So, you put it down, a couple inches, then you can put mulch on top of that. I think you're going to be fine using a container like that without a problem.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to tie up your line. I just need to know about my morning glory.
Yep. So the morning glories, are they ones that you've planted each year, or are they ones that kind of come back for you?
They don't come. This one, I just bought it at Mahoney's, and
yep.
I think it's an annual, to be honest with you. I don't know.
So a lot of times the morning glories are mostly annual.
Okay.
So it didn't flower at all for you?
No, but the vine is absolutely beautiful. It's going around. We have a farmer's porch. It's going all around the post. I'm looking at it right now, and the sun is on it. And what my husband did is cut it back a little because it started to go up into the roof, and he was getting nervous. So, but there's no flowers.
Okay. You know, with having so much sun and everything, you would think everything would be going well for it. I'm trying to think what you could be doing. Did you fertilize it at all? I'm assuming you did because you fertilized everything else.
Yes, and what's there is irrigation, and we have all misters just for our flower garden. We don't have anything that the water actually pours. We have all misters in our flower gardens at the house.
Okay.
And then he waters also when he waters some of the plants that we have to take down.
So I know this is going to sound odd.
Okay.
With a morning glory, they don't do as well when it comes to flowering.
Okay.
When they're in great soil, they have great foliage. So sometimes, if you've heavily fertilized them with nitrogen, maybe cut back on that with the morning glories.
Okay.
They kind of want to pour soil. They don't want to have all the perks of everything else, which is kind of nice when it comes to, planting something. You don't have to take care of it as much.
Yes.
You're watering perfectly. You can water them a couple times a day if needed, but usually once is fine. But I honestly think it's the soil, because from everything we've talked about, you do take care of all your plants.
Yes.
And maybe on this one, it's you're just taking care of it too well to get that lush foliage.
Okay, because he does do like Plantone and all that stuff, my husband, so.
Yeah, I mean, I would almost let it, when you get them next year, just plant them. Don't plant them. Don't add any planting mix or soil, extra soil. Just kind of let them go. Water them. You can fertilize them here and there, but not as often. Maybe instead of every 2 weeks, once a month, that type of thing. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for all your help, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, we're going to go right into the lines. Who's up next?
Janet in New York.
Janet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm having trouble with my calla lilies. Last year I had great luck with them. They were beautiful. They were, I cut them and I had lots of flowers. This year, nothing but tall green leaves.
Okay.
Not too familiar with them. I haven't had them that long. So any information you could give me would be appreciated.
Okay. So you've had them in the past and they've been fine?
Yes. This is the third year I've saved them from year to year. So the bulbs are 3 years old.
Okay. It should constantly do that. But I have a couple questions in regards to that. Are they in containers? Or are they in the ground? Do you take them from the ground to the back and forth?
Yeah, they're in containers, and I leave them in the containers, and then in the fall I put them in my cellar.
Okay. So what I think could have, there's a couple things that could have happened. The soil might need to be a little stronger when it comes to the pH.
Oh, okay.
So what I would do is maybe test the pH. They have little monitors that you can buy at a local garden center where you can just push right into the soil, and you can actually, it'll get you the number that it is. You could go to a store, like a garden center, and have them do it. Mm-hmm. That would be something. But I think you need to have a neutral, a little bit above neutral, like a 6.5 pH. Over time, the plant will feed off of that and could bring the pH down a little bit, especially depending upon, you know, what's in the fertilizers, etc. Mm-hmm. That could be part of it. The other thing is, maybe next year, once you've gotten them to dry throughout the season and bring them back, get a nice new soil that you haven't used before. That could help it. The other thing is,
Repot them in new
New soil.
Okay.
Start fresh. Mm-hmm. And just make sure they get tons of sun.
Of sun. They're in the sun all afternoon. Okay.
All right. I think the major problem is the soil, so maybe trying something new is going to be beneficial for you.
Last year they were just fantastic, and I had.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a few calls on the line, so we're going to try to get those out real quick. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane's in Massachusetts.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hi. Jane, Hi. How can we help you today?
Well, I have an ongoing problem with my hydrangea. They're everlasting.
Okay.
Hydrangea, and the flowers are very small, and the leaves are getting eaten by something, or some fungus or bug. There's like brown holes in them.
Okay.
I've tried Captain Jack, but it doesn't seem to be doing much for it, and I'm wondering if it's just a fungus.
Well, so on the leaves there, they turn brown, and then they become holes? Is that how it is?
No. Actually not. They stay green for a while, but they are frustrated by these holes. First brown spots, and then they become holes.
Okay, and it's in, like, the center of the leaves. It's not from the outside, right?
It's all over the leaves. It could be from the outside, too.
Well, so it's the reason why I'm saying this is because if there are holes in the leaf, it's going to be a different product than the Captain Jacks that you're going to be looking to use. So those insects are a piercing, sucking type where they will pierce into the leaf tissue and take out all the chlorophyll, etc., turning the hole brown, and then that brown will fall out and become a hole, whereas a caterpillar will start chewing from the outside and just won't stop. They won't create holes.
I see. No, it's not that. It's definitely holes.
So what you'd be looking at doing instead of spraying with like a Captain Jack's, you'd want to use an All Seasons oil or like a neem oil. Because
like
of the,
a
neem oil or an All Seasons oil, either one of those would work because it's a different way of when it contacts the insect of killing it. The ones that's a piercing sucking usually has more of a harder outer shell. It's not protected that way, so that oil will suffocate them. Whereas with the Captain Jack's, it gets on the caterpillar itself and kills it that way. So I think what you need to be using is an All Seasons oil versus the Captain Jack's. The other thing I'd like... Go ahead.
How did you spell that, the neem oil?
It's N-E-E-M and then oil. So it's a neem oil. It's an insecticide, miticide, and it will actually has some sort of disease control in it, too. So neem oil might be the best way to be doing it.
I've had them all so long that I keep pinching off the leaves that have been bitten or diseased. And what I'm seeing is the others are coming. It doesn't seem to affect the growth of the plant particularly, but flowers are minute. It's the actual flowers, very, very small.
So the flowers this year haven't been as prevalent because of the spring we had. We had a lot of rain, cool temperatures later in the spring, and then it warmed right up. So I noticed on my hydrangeas I didn't have as many blossoms. So there were some issues from the spring and how they, were this year. What I'd like to see you do in the future, maybe next year, is in the spring, use a high phosphorus fertilizer, like a 5-10-5 or a superphosphate, which can be a 0-18-0 or a 0-44-0. That's going to really push root development, and it's also going to push flower development. And from there, throughout the season, I want to see you use a 10-10-10 fertilizer, an all-purpose, every 6 to 8 weeks to help push some of those blossoms and the plant itself, help get it stronger. But the neem oil or the all-seasons oil is going to suffocate those insects that have been biting the hydrangeas. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what you really need to be using versus the Captain Jack's.
And you don't believe it's a fungus?
I don't believe so. You'd have a lot more black on there. You would have, all the leaf. They wouldn't be circles like that. The leaf itself would turn more brown completely. So I really think it's an insect that's biting into it. The other thing is it could be watering from over the top, and the amount of rain that we have been having, sometimes the water sitting on the leaf will burn it and cause that to happen. But I think it has a little bit of the insects, and I'd like to see a heavy dose of fertilizer with a heavy phosphorus in the spring.
Anything I can do now to feed it?
You could feed it with like a plant tone at half the rate just to give it something for the winter, but I think that would be the only thing you could do at this time.
And I can't see, by the way, any bugs.
You might not be able to see them. They might be hiding. But that neem oil does multiple things, so I think that's why it would be the best. We'll see you guys next week.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.